Bruce Springsteen was on stage last week at the Paramount Theater, a sagging movie palace sitting on the boardwalk of the town he made famous, Asbury Park, New Jersey. He was alone, polishing the songs he's taking on tour for a new album. Rehearsal over, he offered to play us the title song, Devils and Dust.
They ready to record and all that stuff? All right?
All right.
Got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. I look into your eyes, it's just devils and dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind. Devils and dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive.
As you can hear, Devils and Dust is spare, more folk than rock. The new CD features a lone voice closer to the ghost of Tom Job than The Rising. Backed by the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen on The Rising offered a richly musical, often inspirational response to the September 11th attacks. When we sat down to talk, he told me the starting point for Devils and Dust was the war in Iraq.
What moved me the most was the idea of, you know, young kids stationed at a checkpoint, and you've got a very, very short period of time where you have to decide about the car that's driving towards you, whether it's, you know, an innocent family, or whether it's your death coming at you, or, you know, and you have to decide right now. And there's so little room for error, and the error that you make is so very final. It has to take a big piece of you, you know. That and the idea that in the process of defending ourselves and against our enemies, we're in danger of subverting our own ideals, and which we've seen go on with the erosion of the civil rights and lack of access to attorneys and flying off to other countries to be interrogated. The personal and the political kind of collides in the middle of the song, and, you know, I don't try to get real polemical about it or anything. That seems to be the wrong way to go about it. I just try to present the human issues and what we're risking. That's my interest when I go to write something like that.
It was the album Born to Run, of course, that allowed Bruce Springsteen to break through back in 1975. He established himself as a writer of characters in those early days, folks he grew up with or met in Asbury Park, each captured at a particular moment in time.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves.
The character in Thunder Road, this is a very young guy saying to a girl, you know, you might be thinking we ain't so young anymore.
Yeah, I think.
Did you think you were old back then?
I must have felt old, or I wouldn't have written that particular line, you know. But I think that people tend to forget a little bit about Born to Run, as it was post-Watergate, post-Vietnam. People just didn't feel that young anymore. And that's part of what made that record present. You know, because I was dealing with a lot of sort of classic rock imagery and classic rock sounds, but I was writing at a particular moment when people had their sort of legs cut out from underneath them, you know, and a lot of that searching for home and searching for place, that's what all the characters doing. They're leaving something, and they're going somewhere they don't know where they're going. It managed to combine a certain youthful optimism with a certain amount of weariness and a spiritual searching. People moving through a pretty dark world, you know, so that was its currency, and I think that's why it's lasted.
Last fall, you joined the Vote for Change and did something that you hadn't done before, which was you openly supported a particular national candidate.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry, of course, lost. And I just wondered, when you were growing up, when you were first singing, and even into the 80s, it could be expected that somebody who was working class, blue collar, would be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that's actually not how people operate.
That's right. I think somebody asked me in school if we were Republicans or Democrats. I came home and I asked my mother. And she says, we're Democrats. And I remember she said, we're Democrats because the Democrats are for the working people. And that was my entire sort of political education at home. But, you know, I had plenty of family members during this election, and family members who in the 70s had hard times, lost their jobs, you know, and were pretty staunch Republicans.
Would that kind of character be a hard one or unattractive to deal with as a subject?
I haven't written it, so I don't know if it's hard or not. I don't know if it's hard or not, you know, it's a good idea.
Can't see nothing in front of me.
In a way, the days after September 11th were simpler to address. The world seemed to come together in sadness and solace. Out of that came The Rising, a song that does rise to a moment where the words themselves fall away.
When you sing The Rising, there are these lyrics that are, you know, lie, lie, lie.
Right, right.
You know, it sounds like it's about going up in the Twin Towers, going up to heaven, going up. But I just wondered if it was a bit like gospel or something. I wondered if the actual act of the singing had meaning.
Yeah, most of my music is probably, at this point, a lot of it is traced back to the gospel roots, you know, Promised Land, The Rising. I use a lot of gospel, which is where a lot of rock music came from, and the first front men were really the preachers. Mm-hmm. So I was drawn to music that addressed the spirit, probably because my own needed to be addressed. So a lot of my songs are filled with it. When I hit that, those lies on the rising, I was telling the other night, what are those, there's no words there, but what are they saying? First of all, they're saying, sing with me. And really what you're saying is to stand with me. Sing with me and stand with me around these things, and something will be better. Something will come out of it. You know?
We continue the conversation with Bruce Springsteen tomorrow. To hear some of the new songs from Devils and Dust, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.